address these illegal land acquisitions that in one person cannot be abused. So it's a balancing act that we need to work on.
House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Chongo has urged politicians to focus on competing with ideas and avoid making tribal remarks. The traditional leader, in an interview with Phoenix News, has emphasized that politicians should desist from tribal utterances which can divide the nation. Commenting on the sentencing of former Information Minister Chishimba Kambwili to 5 months imprisonment with hard labor for tribal remarks, Chief Chongo believes that politicians should not issue statements that associate tribes with politics, as this can lead to division. He says that traditional leaders who preside over tribes are the ones who can be accused of tribalism.
Not only talking about the incident that has just happened, I think we are talking about all politicians. As House of Chiefs, we have always made our point clear to say issues of tribes are a domain of chiefs. It's us who align ourselves to particular tribes. Because we are chiefs because of the particular tribes that we preside over. But a politician is actually not supposed to be the case. It is not supposed to be the case for a politician to issue anything to do with the tribe, associating it with politics. No, tribes are for us as chiefs. Let us be the ones accused of tribalism, because we are the ones who hold those, we preside over those tribes, not politicians.
Global News, the Trump administration says it has launched an investigation into Brazil's unfair trading practices. A statement from the U.S. Trade Representative said it will include the Brazilian government's policies related to digital trade and electronic payment services, unfair preferential tariffs, and anti-corruption interference. The investigation seeks to determine whether they are unreasonable or discriminatory and a burden or restrict U.S. commerce. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed a temporary Minister of Police after the incumbent was suspended for alleged links to organised crime. The mining minister, Gwede Mantashe, will hold the police portfolio for 2 weeks. Elsewhere, Mr. Trump has said he has no plans to give Ukraine long-range missiles. He's also dismissed reports he told Kyiv to attack Russia's capital, Moscow. The US is to launch an investigation into possible unfair trade practices by Brazil. The probe is to focus on protectionist measures by Brazil and attacks on American social media companies.
We'll take a break.
A whole new light for radio.
And our business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB, how can we help you?
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has revealed that the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, and mobile network operators have established a mechanism to support each other with diesel aimed at reducing the impact of the ongoing load shedding on network operations. According to Mr. Mutati, this entails that those struggling are provided with diesel, which will be available to players across the sector. The minister also says that government will install 300 multi-use communication towers across the country to be shared by all mobile service providers, including MTN, Zamtel and Airtel, to avoid duplication and enhance efficiency. He tells Phoenix News that instead of having multiple towers in one area, a single tower will now support all networks, helping to bridge the digital divide. Mr. Mutati adds that government institutions have also begun using Starlink Internet to ensure uninterrupted delivery of public services, while 90 digital transformation centers have been established under ZAMPOST to expand access to digital tools and services nationwide.
ZAMPOST has established over 90 digital transformation centers where citizens, wherever there's a post office, they'll be able to access government services.
Foreign exchange news. As at close of business yesterday, one United States dollar was selling at 23 kwacha, 49 ngwe. 1 euro was selling at 27 kwacha, 45 ngwe. 1 British pound was selling at 31 kwacha, 57 ngwe. And 1 South African rand was selling at 1 kwacha, 31 ngwe. And it's the business news.
The business news was brought to you by First National Bank, FNB. How can we help you?
Vakopala! It's that time again. Laces tight, body stretched. Are you ready to take on every kilometer? It's the FNB Kopala Run. Mark your calendars for Saturday, July 26, 2025. Get your tickets online at www.fnbkopalarun.com and be part of Kopala's biggest fitness event. It's the FNB Kopala Run. Your next big fitness adventure. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. How can we help you?
How can we help you?
To end the news, another look at the headlines. Zesco back to 7-hour power supply after fixing faulty generator. Zambia Cybersecurity Agency unveils robust system to combat financial fraud. Trump launches probe into Brazil's unfair trade practices. For these and other stories, like our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, or visit our website at www.phoenixfm.co.za. Keep listening to Phoenix Breakfast.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM was brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
5Acom, your absolute connection.
All right, let's have a look at the last weather updates, and starting with Lusaka. Sunny to partly cloudy today, pleasant with highs of 21 degrees Celsius. And tonight, do expect lows of 9 degrees Celsius with clear skies. And then moving on to Luansha, hazy sunshine, highs of 26 degrees Celsius tonight. Expect clear skies with lows of 9 degrees Celsius. Mpongwe is experiencing highs of 27 degrees Celsius. Hazy as well, and a bit of sunshine, but tonight clear skies with lows of 10 degrees Celsius. That is your weather update at 8.
The weather update was brought to you with the compliments of Fibercom. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Number one,